And now we're going to swing over to London. We're joined by Professor Rodney Shakespeare, professor and political analyst. Hello, professor. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Now, Jerome actually hinted at it, and I'm going to bring it directly to you, sir. You know, Theresa May is in a lot of hot water, not just from the Labour, but within her own Tories. They're not happy with the way she's handling. Now we're talking about extensions. No one of the Tories really wanted an extension. No one likes her Chequers plan. Where does she stand today?
Well, Jerome Hughes put his finger on it. The problem are the hard Brexiteers in the Conservative Party. You see, the situation has moved on from the referendum. It's become quite clear now that there is not a majority in the UK for a hard Brexit. And what's going to happen now is there's going to be increased pressure for the Parliament to have their final word on this, and it will be some form of soft Brexit. The problem is that the Prime Minister, Theresa May, is looking at things really from the point of view of her own party and trying to keep her own party in. It isn't going to work. This is of massive importance. It requires the view of the people to achieve 75% support by the people. And that can be done. The outlines are known. It's a form of soft Brexit, customs union, with support for workers' rights and environmental rights. But you have to do that but, as it were, a new mechanism of introducing Parliament back into the game. I would remind you that the final say in our constitution probably lies in Parliament and not in a referendum result, which took place 2 years ago and from which the people have now moved in a direction broadly in favour of more, shall we say, more towards remaining.
Hey, Professor, you know, today, the European Union is saying not enough progress has been made, but we've heard the European Union saying this since probably the third month that, you know, the Brexit was, you know, trying to get launched and they're trying to get into, you know, engage in negotiations. The EU has not been happy with one step of the process from day one. So will the EU ever even relent and be happy with anything that comes out of the UK with respect to Brexit?
Look, I think what's going to happen is the EU tactic is to delay the thing. And the more that you delay it, the more the detail of the issues and the pros and cons, etc., come out into the hands of the population. And the more you get in towards what would be a soft Brexit, with the matter being decided by Parliament. There is no way that I think now the situation can be resolved directly by this government making some form of deal. They will not get it through the hard Brexiteers in their own party. And they will not get it through the Houses of Parliament. The situation has to move. It possibly requires more time. But at the end of the day, it could move very, very quickly when Parliament starts to strike and uses undoubted political power, where Parliament is where the can ultimately stops. And I think they're going to do it. The pressure is coming for what you could call a final say. The opinion polls are indicating what the final say will be. Parliament is going to strike, I think, and will resolve this matter in favour of a form of soft Brexit. But the hardliners, they only represent 20% of the population. They represent much more than the Conservative Party. That's where the problem lies.
And Professor, before we let you go, we have less than 30 seconds, really quick. In the case scenario, it's a protracted and drawn out Brexit, will Theresa May herself survive it?
I don't think she's going to. Okay. It's going to be protracted, but at some stage, I think she's going to get knifed.
I want to thank you for joining us, Professor Rodney Shakespeare, professor and political analyst there, joining us out of London. Thank you, sir.